John S. Doyle is here with It Says in the Papers.
One picture appears on all the front pages. It's an enlarged family photograph of Una Bowden and her young daughters Kira and Saoirse, who were killed when their car collided with a fuel lorry on the N17 near Claremorris on Tuesday. As the papers point out, Ms. Bowden's husband David is a senior project manager for the United Nations and is travelling back from Ethiopia, where he has been working on a humanitarian project. The Irish Sun quotes the Minister for Transport, Eamon Ryan, as saying, "It's absolutely devastating." The Irish Examiner reports that in the first 3 months of this year, 54 lives have been lost on the roads. The Minister of State for Transport, Jack Chambers, is quoted as saying that driver behaviour is getting worse, and he warned that more than 200 people could be killed in road crashes this year. Drivers are the subject of the Irish Times lead story. Kevin O'Sullivan reports that the Cabinet has signed off on a strategy from Eamon Ryan that will put pressure on local councils to choose whether motorists should face congestion charges to drive through high traffic parts of major urban areas or pay for the creation of low carbon emission or clean air zones. Another aspect of the strategy, higher taxes for bigger cars, gives the Irish Daily Mail its lead headline. Large vehicles such as SUVs will be hit with higher taxes. That's one of what the paper describes as 35 ambitious actions set out by the government yesterday as it aims to reduce car journeys by 20% by 2030 to meet our climate targets. The Metrolink rail project is incapable of addressing the critical mobility needs of Dublin citizens. That's what Duncan Stewart, environmentalist and architect, told a Bord Pleanála hearing, The Times reports. And at a cost of €9.5 billion, it would be inordinately expensive, he said. He supports the idea of a DART line connecting to the airport. The Irish Independent leads with a report that several social media and tech companies snubbed a meeting with the Minister for Education, Norma Foley, last month about keeping children safe online. Invitations were refused by X, formerly Twitter, Snapchat, Amazon, Epic Games, EA Games, Disney and Netflix, John Burns writes. There is much coverage of the funeral in Glasnevin Cemetery, Dublin, yesterday of Rose Dugdale, the English aristocrat who led a notorious IRA art heist, as the Examiner describes her. Miriam Lord, who was there for the Times, describes Ms. Dugdale, who was 82, as the IRA bomb maker whose criminal exploits in the name of Irish freedom cemented her place as a heroine of the Republican movement. There was a very large turnout from the Republican family, says Lord. They included Gerry Adams, Marion Coyle and Angus O'Snoddy. Dara Nolan reports in The Independent that Dugdale's partner, Jim Monaghan, in a reflection on her life, said she was well known as an IRA volunteer, but she also taught economics, politics and philosophy. And she gave English classes when she was in Limerick prison, where some of the women couldn't read or write. In a column in The Examiner, Michael Moynihan makes a case for restoring public swimming baths for all in Cork City. A letter writer in The Times comments on the report yesterday that the Economic and Social Research Institute has found that more than two-thirds of people are living in homes too big for their needs. David Curran of Knocknacurra, Galway, asks, do we need smaller homes or bigger people?
John, thank you.